A week ago, the king of Saudi Arabia went to Russia for the first time ever, had a meeting with Putin, had some acknowledgments there. I think they gave an honorary doctorate and all that. But from an economic perspective, they made a major military purchase from Russia that has never happened since OPEC was put into place and the dollar, petrodollar arrangement was made. They've always been buying U.S. military. I think that is frankly significant and could have significant economic impact. What do you think about that?
Well, it certainly could be. You know, we have been the protector of Saudi Arabia in the Middle East for a very long period of time, and obviously aligned with Israel. And the common enemy here has been Iran for the most part. If you see Saudi Arabia aligning itself with the superpowers such as China and the Soviet Union, that creates a much bigger problem for countries like Israel, and it also creates a bigger problem for us because now it destabilizes the entire Middle East because we would have very few allies. And if they decide to exchange oil between each other and are an arms race between each other, that really is the spread of communism, in my opinion, and the power of communism, not only in the Middle East, but if you look at Venezuela, where Russia basically took over, we have a problem not only in the Middle East, now we have a problem in South America, and this can erode over a very quick period of time of what happens throughout the world geopolitically, and I think people are starting to learn about it, but they really don't know the long-term impact it has on the American markets when it comes to currency, gold, and other things such as the stock markets itself. So I'm very concerned about what's happening in the Middle East because we see now the joining of Saudi Arabia and Russia for the first time in the history of the world, and now they're buying military equipment from them. You would imagine that the next stop might be China. Who knows? They may be going to China and trading information with China within the next year or two. So it seems that Saudi Arabia has left the U.S. base and has looked to other countries for defense.